Hi. This is just a series of notes, really, about the first conversation we held for the British Council yesterday, and it was a small beginning. Like all things, when you're creating something new, I think you have to make a small beginning, otherwise you get bogged down in thinking about what it might be and what might happen. So we did it. And we learned a lot. And thank you very much to the people who took part because we needed you to do that in order to find out what it was that we needed to know. And I think there are a few dimensions to these things that we need to think about. One is time of day. How long it goes on for, how we deal with people who might want to arrive late or come in the middle or leave early. If we extend the time, there may not be people who want to, and how we might deal with interruptions. There's something about place, both the location, which we talked a bit about yesterday in terms of tying it to the theme. It's clear that the conversation gets influenced by where you do it. Also, this kind of seating and the ambience issues about noise. There's something about food. Is food compulsory? Do you have to do this over food? If how do you deal with paying for food? It was all quite straightforward yesterday, I think, but I don't. We didn't talk about it beforehand, and maybe we should have. And of course, it's not compulsory to do this over food. I wasn't sure whether having a table. I mean, sitting in a circle was good for me, but I'm not sure whether having a table was, and food, on it, was a barrier to conversation or not. Then there are some things to think about in terms of conversation. Does it need a purpose? What format is there? How much format does it need? Is the subject predetermined? And how much, or is it themed? Do you choose somewhere specifically to have a particular conversation or not? There are questions about people. The people who take part, how much pre-knowledge they should have of each other, how much the facilitator should know about people before we start. There's something about diversity of people, both in terms of their participation style and their needs in terms of getting something from conversation. How much diversity is good, and how much works against there being a conversation because everyone's too different, it takes too long to get to know each other. And then let's see, there's something about, well, what comes out of all of this? What results are there? Do they get distributed? Does somebody take notes? Are there any standard artifacts, or do we just allow artifacts to arise? Like this one, for example, and the audio boo that Brian did yesterday. And then for me, there are issues about managing the conversation or facilitating the conversation. One is for the facilitator to shut up and not go waffling on. That's me. Looking at how to introduce properly everybody to each other. But really, I think just sticking to open space principles and allowing it to happen is probably the most important. So, those are just some first thoughts, and I'll probably try and elaborate on those later on. Bye for now.